Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Well, we are still working our way through the salutation, that is, the introduction to Paul's first epistle to the Corinthians, and that, of course, is his introduction, which is his setting for what is to follow, and it provides some very useful background information to get our minds established in some things, some details about this church, which will be helpful to us as we make our way through this epistle. And you may recall that the salutation consists of three verses, and I have given each one a label. Verse number one tells us the channel of blessing. The whole salutation tells us about the inestimable blessings of belonging to Christ. And verse one tells us the channel of blessing. Verse two tells us the objects or recipients of blessing. And verse three tells us the source of blessing. The channel of blessing, we're talking now about a human channel. The Apostle Paul, assisted by Sosthenes. Verse 1, Paul called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God, and Sosthenes our brother. Paul is the channel of blessing to the Corinthian church. He was in so many ways. He preached the gospel there. People were saved under his ministry. A church was founded under his ministry. And now he's writing an epistle that is filled with truth, filled with doctrine that's going to help them with their questions and their problems. And so Paul is a channel of blessing. And we need to remember that God uses human instruments, flawed and frankly sinful as we are. Nevertheless, God uses human instruments. I have often delighted in that hymn, Channels Only. Are you familiar with it? How I praise thee, precious Savior, that thy love laid hold of me. Thou hast saved and cleansed and filled me, that I might thy channel be. Channels only, blessed Master, but with all thy wondrous power flowing through us, thou canst use us every day and every hour. Channels. Human beings, Christians, are only channels of blessing. We're not the source of it. We are instruments in the hands of God, but God has chosen to use human instruments. And what a blessing to be able to serve the Lord in that way and to be a channel of blessing to others. Well, I pause to welcome you to the Wednesday, March 24 edition of the Beacon Broadcast and to remind you that we need the financial support of God's people to continue this ministry on this station. So, the channel of blessing, the Apostle Paul, assisted by Sosthenes. The objects of blessing, the church at Corinth. Verse 2, to the church of God which is at Corinth, to those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all who in every place call on the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours. So this church, founded by the labors of the Apostle Paul, blessed by the Holy Spirit of God, in the city of Corinth, a very wealthy and very immoral city, was nevertheless founded by gospel preaching, by faithful labors, by a persevering servant of God, namely the Apostle Paul, who labored there for a year and a half until a church was established. what a channel of blessing he was to them, but what a blessing it is to know that God is able to save souls in the most wicked places, the most licentious places, the most unlikely of places, as he did in Corinth. Now, the church, having a pretty rough environment, had a good number of problems. And we shouldn't be surprised. Even churches that are established in what we might consider to be a better environment still have their share of problems, as we all know. Every church has problems. Every church has problems. Don't focus too much upon the problems. There will be problems, but every church has problems. If you leave one church because of problems, you will, wherever you go, whatever church you find go to after leaving one church behind, wherever you go, you're going to find that that church has problems too. You can't find a problem-free church. But yes, Corinth had more than its share of problems. But it was a group of truly born-again people. Were there any members of the church who were not truly born again? Possibly. Most churches have some unconverted members. That's very common, and there are instructions for that very reality in the Word of God. Some of those instructions will be found right here in this book of 1 Corinthians and will be very helpful. But the majority of the members of that church were truly born-again people, and therefore loved by God and loved by Paul, because, as is described here, the church of God which is at Corinth, to those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all who in every place call on the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours. Now, we need to think a little bit more about these terms. They are sanctified in Christ Jesus. Normally, when we use the word sanctified, we're thinking more in terms of what we call progressive sanctification, the teaching in God's Word that Christians are being sanctified. The word sanctified basically has the idea of being set apart. Christians are being set apart. They are being sanctified. They are gradually being ever more set apart from the world and set apart to the Lord Jesus Christ. The life of the Christian is one of progressively becoming more holy, progressively becoming more like Christ, as Paul puts it in Romans, that God is working to conform us unto the image of Jesus Christ, that is, to make us like the perfect man, Christ Jesus. We can't be made like the divine nature of Christ. There's only one God, and we don't become gods. But God became man, and he was a sinless man, a perfect man, and he's the standard. And what God is doing in saving souls is making us ever more like Jesus Christ, ever less like our father Adam in his sin nature, and the one that we inherited, and the one that we have lived with and dealt with all of our lives, but which we have been saved from by the grace of God, but nevertheless are not instantly transformed into Christ-likeness, Christ-like perfection, that entire sanctification awaits our arrival in heaven. So we're very much involved in this progressive sanctification, this making progress. And sometimes it is two steps forward and one step back, but nevertheless, and those steps back can be very painful and problematic and discouraging, but nevertheless, a true Christian is making progress forward. That's what we call progressive sanctification. But in this verse, there doesn't seem to be evidence that he's talking about progressive sanctification. He's talking about being set apart in a different sense. Why do I say that? Well, let me read the verse again and show you. To the church of God, which is at Corinth, to those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, that's number one. Called to be saints, that's number two. With all those who in every place call on the name of the Lord Jesus, our Lord, both theirs and ours. Sanctified comes in this verse before calling. Now, if that's the case, then this sanctifying, this being set apart, refers to what took place before the Holy Spirit called us out of darkness into light, called us to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, called us through the gospel to repent of our sins and to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Before that happened, we were set apart. We were sanctified in Christ Jesus. We were set apart. No marvel. I mentioned a couple of broadcasts ago that vision that God gave, that Jesus Christ gave to Paul while he was laboring in Corinth and was getting a little bit discouraged. Things weren't going quite the way he had hoped, and perhaps his discouragement would have caused him to pack his bags and move on to another city. But in the vision of the night, Jesus came to him and said, "No, Paul, don't be discouraged, because keep preaching, keep ministering, because I have many people in this city, many who have not yet been saved, many who have not yet been called. And that's what I need you to do, is to stay here and preach the gospel, so that through your preaching the gospel, the Holy Spirit will call to himself those people who already belong to the Lord Jesus Christ." That's the sense in which sanctified is being used here. Those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, they have been set apart unto God. They are already, in one sense, his, but they just haven't come to faith in Christ yet. But they've already been set apart. And then, after having been set apart, the time comes when they are called to be saints, when they are called by the work of the Holy Spirit in the preaching of the gospel to repent of their sins and to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. They are called out of darkness into light. They are called into the family of God. They are born again by the work of the Spirit of God. That comes after their having been set apart. It should be clear that what Paul is really referring to here in verse 2 is their election. Having been set apart, having been chosen in Christ, as we learn elsewhere, before the foundation of the world, and then in the passing of time, at the proper time, all of those who are set apart by God are brought to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ by the calling of the Holy Spirit through the proclamation of the gospel. And that's not only true of the saints in Corinth, but as Paul tells us here, that's just true of every truly born-again child of God. Those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints with all, who in every place call on the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours. This is the way God works. This is the way he operates. He calls to himself those whom he has set apart unto the Lord Jesus. That's who are the recipients of this epistle. They are the recipients of these divine blessings. We'll talk about it a little bit more on the broadcast tomorrow. Please join me then. Until then, good day. May God give you his eternal peace.